Good morning, everybody, and especially good morning, Viv. I apologise, Viv. I didn't scroll down quite far enough, and I let the last issue when the talk went kaput was the NBN, and this was the Mark foggy brain syndrome. So anyway, I do apologise, Viv. I didn't deliberately do that. It was just I kind of must have had it in a different setting, and I scrolled. But yeah, it looked like I'd got to the end, and and unfortunately, the night before I did answer the question. Maybe in my brain I thought, oh yeah, right, I've done all the answers, and Viv, your horse Bobby, I'm familiar with him, and I think you've done a wonderful job, getting him from where he was, I guess, when you first got him to where he is now. But as you know, you still have that difficulty when he can't cope, and it is in him to sort of zone out in certain situations. I've seen it at clinics with you and him, and I've also can understand that you do all this stuff and there's still this element of habit and anxiety in your horse that you just haven't quite got through to that last little bit. Now there's a lot of horses that getting off a horse when they're anxious, they connect with people better on the ground, and sometimes it's easier to get safe by getting off, but it gets to a time that your horse's anxiety levels are down enough that they can connect with you a little bit better out on trail. But I'll just reread your question first, and then I'll kind of talk about it a little bit. Hi Mark, how do I regain focus when riding out and Bobby imitates a giraffe, starts snorting and is mesmerized on the thing off in the bush? He jumped and stood trembling and wouldn't move forward or go back in the direction we came, so I jumped off and led him away down the track. So basically, out on his own and also out of his comfort bubble. So comfort bubble means he's still carrying a certain amount of worry in him when he's out on trail. So a lot of horses, they'll gaze off into the distance and see things, and there's probably something in their mind, possibly real out there, but it could have been just a bird that flicked through the trees. It could have been anything, but they wouldn't be that highly alert if his worry wasn't already, quite a bit full. So you've got to think that his anxiety's already up, and he can kind of operate on a certain level of anxiety, but anything above that will tip him over. And that's kind of the reason why he's hard to come back when he's out, is because he's not quite as relaxed as he should be. Now, relaxed, we don't want to take that word and think we've got to get quite relaxed horses. Is there's a certain level of awareness as horses need, and you don't want them kind of half asleep. So relaxed doesn't mean, like me yesterday with foggy brain, like it's like a relaxed means a horse is just calm in their environment, but also still aware, flicking their ears on normal alert, okay? So if a horse is kind of dragging their feet, trudging along, then they're the ones that sort of suffer from a spook, because they're actually below the level of awareness that they need to be. So, but with Bobby, what's happening is when he's out, there's that sort of big chance that he still gets to a certain point and he starts to carry a certain amount of anxiety, and then it doesn't take much to tip him over. And as you know, when he's in a calm environment, he's actually can be very kind of lethargic, but then all of a sudden you put a bit of energy or something in him and he's kind of like too much. So he still, is one of those horses that kind of zones out and then taps out, just hits the red zone. So, and it's kind of hard to manage. So basically, when you're out, how do you regain his focus? It's kind of like when he's in that frame of mind, it's very hard to. Okay, so, and I'll talk about what I have done and what I've, what works and what doesn't, but somehow maybe when you're out, you've got to recognize sooner the signs of anxiety and somehow work on building his confidence. And I know it's kind of difficult because you kind of go, what am I going to do? And that's why those shorter distances and trying to understand the level of anxiety in him when you're riding him is really important. So, you know, you're taking him out, bringing him back a little, and then taking him out, letting him go out and try and practice, like, doing things like you're on a young horse again until he's kind of a little bit calmer out. He maybe never, you know, I try and help people and I've seen some remarkable changes with horses, but sometimes some horses are never, you know, we can really try hard, but they're never quite the confident horse just under the rider that we'd like. They maybe sometimes having other horses around makes it a little easier on them. And yeah, the better connection, the better we get, the better they calm down. But as you know, it can be a kind of a constant work in progress. But so basically somehow when he's out, he's got too much anxiety. So somehow you got to get that level down before you're way out in the bush somewhere. And that's kind of hard because things are going good, so we just keep riding. Then all of a sudden, and also I think your horse has got a switch too. So for people who are not familiar, you know, some horses have a switch. They kind of go, oh, okay, and they just start to go, I'm on a trail ride. And you kind of wouldn't know that they're not, that they seem like they're not carrying anxiety, but one thing happens and then they're kind of straight out up. And that's kind of the tap that he's used to, because there's a certain unhappiness in him. And then when he leaves the herd, I think he's not so happy about it. And that's why the connection with you has to be stronger. So they seem like they switch from slow to fast, or, you know, very quickly. So understanding, I'm sorry, sound like I'm rambling, but my mind's kind of going at 100 miles an hour here. And I'm like, so trying to understand your horse and knowing your horse is a good thing. So you know him well enough now to know that, you know, he can go from zero to 100 very quickly. And that in him is basically what's happening. So when something happens out in the bush and he's kind of trudging along, he might go, whoa, what was that? And then he's back at 100 because he's kind of had that in his life with his old race career and things like that, that's just in him that he does that. And you're getting better at curving that and getting softer at understanding. So the more things he understands, the better he's going to be. The more comfortable he is in the reins, the better he's going to be, the better he steers, the less he braces. All those things that you're working on already will help reconnect him when he does fright. So when you get out there in the herd, in the paddock, or out where he frights and he gets like a giraffe, right, in that situation there, yes, you have to regain his focus and try and snap him out of what he's looking at to sort of help him out, because you don't want to put yourself in a dangerous position. So if you can't sort of turn him and turn him off that thing that's making him really get anxious, and you think that anxiety's too high of a level to feel safe on, then basically what you did is getting off him and helping him is okay, because you've got to think of it like this. He's in the red zone. You've got to get him down to feeling okay, and it's got to be through whatever you did that made him feel okay, full stop. So you're not quitting by getting off if you have to get off. Safety first, okay? Because there's horses there that I've ridden that I thought, if I don't get off, this horse is going to bolt. Well, why would I want to ride a bolting horse? I know I can't connect with it. I know, okay, this horse is not computing. I get off, reset the horse. So with Bobby, what I'd encourage is if you do get off him, just walk him a little, be conscious of the regaining him as a connection and saying, hey, I'm here. Stand beside him a little bit at the saddle so he's kind of soft with you beside him, and then just ream out and just ride off in another direction or something. And that'll basically tip the worry out of him again. And it'll be through your ideas that he felt better. So it's still a positive. And you know, some people think getting off is quitting. It's not quitting if you took yourself out of a life-threatening situation. And it's not quitting if you've helped your horse out and then a little bit down the track you get back on it and it's feeling better. You do want to get to a point though you could help him without getting off him. So, you know, that's where you're practicing, hopefully the not so big giraffe spooks and stuff, where he is to reset him. And maybe sometimes work on something like this as a little reward system to show him there's a pathway to a better feeling. So maybe something you could try is, if you do manage to break his thought off something and steer him off what he's really zoned out at, is just steer him reset him a little and even get off him and just stand with him and just reassure him a little more and then get back on him and go about your business again. Just to really sort of say, breaking your thought off that, come with me, this is a good idea, like confidence with the herd, with your ideas, that's what you're trying to reset in him, like, you know, trying to make him busy because he's anxious, trying to do all those things could just, that just increase the anxiety. So you just got to break that thought. So I would, instead of backing him up, I would probably tend to turn him. So when he gets like that, I'd take a rein and I'd turn him. And just best as you can reset him. But once he's giraffed and fully rigid and you can't do it, then me telling you to do all these things may not work. But so the only thing you would do is get off him and reset him a little, as long as you made him feel better about that. But yeah, going back to the shorter trail rides, getting him out and back feeling okay more often on your own, going back to those basics, not sort of, you know, sometimes we want horses to ride and enjoy, so we want to go out with friends and ride, but if the horse is not ready for that, then sometimes every time they're anxious on a trail ride, the next trail ride would have anxiety because it's almost like the last one didn't go so well, so I'm worried about going trail riding now. Like horses that see an arena and start to fret, or you know, things like that. So, or see a horse float and start to fret. So they can fret about going on trail rides. If they feel disconnected on their own out there and, you know, having to deal with this whole environment on their own and they're not ready for that, then they're not gonna wanna go out again. So what you do back at the yards and back in the safe places really helps him go out, so he knows that you're there and available to help him, so he doesn't have to do it all on his own. I would encourage Viv to, there's a video I put on and it's got nothing to do in riding, it's of Pierre and his carriage driving, and it's the last video I did a talk over for him on, and it's probably good to watch, and it's because a horse that hits the red zone in out on trail with the carriage on, and it's my advice on it, and it's kind of going back a little, and that's what I say to you, Viv, go back a bit, because sometimes if you can't help them out there, I can't give you enough advice to help them out there. It's being getting them available to help out there, as that's what we're trying to teach them. So if you can't help him, you can't steer him off that thought, then reset him, get off him, reset him, make him feel better, get back on him, and tip the worry out. So every time you get the cup full or even a bit full, you want to tip it out, okay? Thanks very much, Viv, and sorry for the delay on your answer. I do apologise. I think this answer is better than the last one, so that you didn't get anyway. So, yeah, good day, but good work, Viv. And also, Viv, thank you for a comment. I don't know if it disappeared or not, but it was just about your horse that you worked with, the shutdown one that I gave you answer on last time, and it's really nice to hear that your horse is starting to interact with you and start to think about the reins and starting to free up a little. It's good, you know, good on you for doing that. Bye.